Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Daled, 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara begins and will bring three different members of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman stated, Klal Revisa, Kol Aga Natale, also, that the general rule of Ribbis is that any time someone receives a fee or a payment for waiting for his money, then that would be also. And Rashi explains, Schar Hamtana, that this is called a wage for waiting for your money. If a seller has a deal with a buyer and Meizel Gabe, and he lowers the price, because the buyer prepaid the seller for the merchandise, even though the seller was not going to deliver the merchandise until a later point. And right now, the seller doesn't even have the merchandise in his possession, then that is a case of Ribbis Drabbanan. Rashi is giving one example of Ribbis Drabbanan, and certainly the same thing would apply if someone goes to a worker or someone rents something and he says that I will pay you a higher price if you wait to be paid until a later date. And the Ritva points out that the reason why Rav Nachman states Kol Revisa, Kol Agar Notle Osa, and he uses the Lashon of Kol Pirish Loi Miboy Agar Noto Halva Shaviach Le'elezman Elafilo Ezula B'mecha Meshum HaVachizman Osa behind the Noka Kol. And of course we know that Ribbis Duraisa is only in a case where it's done Derech Halva, and it was also Ribbis Katsutsa, and they already predetermined the interest rate and the amount that would be paid at the time that the loan was made. And the Gemara continues with the second member of Rav Nachman states, Hai man diyav zuzli kura, if a buyer paid money to a wax seller, the ka'azli dalid, ba'amalei avin l'cha hei, and at that point, where the buyer gave $100 to the seller, the price of wax was 4 cakes of wax for $100, meaning $25 for each cake of wax, and the seller said to the buyer, that if you allow me to deliver the cakes of wax to you at a later point and have use of this money, then I will actually sell to you 5 cakes of wax for $100, which is of course only $20 per cake of wax, and the buyer would be making a profit because he prepaid for the wax. And Rav Nachman teaches us, it's no gabe shari, that if the wax seller has the actual wax by him and he could have delivered the wax at this moment, then it would be mutter for him to do so, and it would not be considered a problem of Ribbis Drabbanan because of the case of Yeshloi. However, let's no gabe also, if the seller doesn't have these cakes of wax, then it would be also for him to do so, as this would be an issue of Ribbis Drabbanan. And even though we have a din that if someone actually has money that he could buy the wax, then there wouldn't be a problem. But over here, the actual buyer only gave him $100, and the $100 could only purchase 4 cakes of wax and could not purchase 5 cakes of wax at this point. And therefore, the issa of Ribbis Drabbanan would apply. And Taisus Nima Maskel V'Omalei Avinu L'cha Chamisha Bezuzah states, Pirish L'Zman Pliny, that he actually extended the time to deliver this product until a later point. It's no shari, no also. And Taisa points out, Abu Dal Bezuza, Shari Lifsaik, but certainly if the seller would tell the buyer that I will deliver 4 cakes of wax for $100, but I'll only deliver it at a later point, then that would definitely be Mutta, Kivin Shekina Shah, the Paiskan Shah Shabashuk, as since this is actually the market value at this point, the buyer gave the seller $100 at this point, and the seller could use that $100 and go buy 4 cakes of wax, therefore there wouldn't be a problem, and there wouldn't be an Issa Drabbanan of Ribbis. And the Gemara now is, Pshita, that in the case where the seller is telling the buyer that I'm going to give you 5 cakes of wax and it's lasno gabe, that's also, that's pashut, as that is a standard case of Ribbis Drabbanan. And the Gemara answers, Leit Tzricha, the Isle Ashroi B'masa, that the case was where the seller actually already signed a contract and already paid money to his supplier to receive cakes of wax and it wasn't delivered yet. So Ma'ar Tema, Kivin Isle Ashroi B'masa, that since the seller already has a contract for delivery and he's anticipating that he's going to get delivery shortly, and this should not be a problem of Ribbis, because that we should compare it to the case where a seller sells something to a buyer and he tells him that I'm selling you this item, but I don't have the item at this moment as my son is going to deliver it to me shortly. And in that case, it's not considered a scenario of Ribbis, and it's considered as if he has it in his own rishus. And similarly, in a case where the seller tells the buyer that I really have this item, however, it's locked in a room and I can't deliver it to you until I find a key, but ultimately it's considered yeshlai, and therefore it's not a problem of Ribbis. And therefore over here also, since the seller has a contract with his supplier, so maybe we would also consider it that's yeshlai, and therefore the din of Ribbis would not apply. Gamashmon, that the din of Ribbis does apply, as kivin mechasri guvayna kemandel snow dummy, and since the seller is not in complete control of the delivery of this item, therefore it's not considered yeshlai. Therefore Rav Nachman said, if it's lasno gabe, that it's usar, and you will be oivon issa of Ribbis Drabbanan. And Rashi explains that when Rav Nachman said there's snow that as long as the seller has the cake of wax, then he would be able to go and do this, and it would not be a problem of ribbis in biyodai if it's in his hands, avaina beir, but it's not in the city, oy avra mavtech, vudoch lamois, and the seller is under pressure for money, then it's mutter for him to do so. The havale kalveni atchiyav bini. This is similar to the case of the Mishnah on daf ayin hamun aleph, in the case where Reuben says to Shimon that I want you to lend me money until my son comes and brings me money, that the Mishnah over there states that it's mutter to do so. And the Gemara continues with the third member of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, Hayman da isib pshitim michavri ashkech beitu feino. If Reuben borrowed money from Shimon, and after Shimon gave him the money, Reuben realized that Shimon gave him too much money. So if it's an amount of money where a person would make that mistake, then it must be that the lender made a mistake and he gave him too much money, and therefore the borrower would have to return that money to the lender. However, if it's an amount of money where someone doesn't generally make that type of mistake, then we would be taila that it must be that the lender did not make a mistake and the lender intentionally gave too much money to the borrower, as the lender wanted to help out the borrower and give him matana, and therefore the borrower would not have to return the money to the lender. And the Gemara now is, hechi dami b'chdei shadas toya, that how do we define where a person would make a mistake or amount of money that a person would not make a mistake? And Amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Yosef, and Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Yosef explained that in those times they used to count money by counting by tens or by fives. And we continue on daf samach dal manalav, and b'shuraisu v'chum shaisa, and therefore if the lender made a mistake in multiples of fives, then it must have been an honest mistake, and therefore the borrower would have to return that money to the lender. However, if the actual mistake was not in multiples of fives or in tens, then it must be that the lender wanted to give matana to the borrower, and the borrower could keep this money. For example, if someone has a pile of $10 bills and they want to count to $100, they would count out 10 $10 bills, and then they would say, I now have $100, and then they would count another 10 $10 bills, and they would say, I now have $200, and then they would count another 10 $10 bills, and possibly at that point, they may get confused, and instead of saying that I now have $300, they may think that they have $200, and they will once again start counting from $200, and therefore the borrower will actually get more money than they were supposed to. And in that case, of course, the borrower has to give it back to the lender. But if a lender lends a borrower $500 and he gives him $520, so then it doesn't make sense that he would make such a mistake, and therefore it must be that he wanted to give him a little bit extra as a matana. Ayin Rashi, who gives an example based on a suraisu chimshaisa, which was the standard way that they used to count, and as Taisus points out at the top of the Amid, Heimai Regilim B'chamisha Kederach Sha'anamayin Echad Echad, that they would count by fives, just like in the time of Taisus, they would count by ones, Uli Didan, and in our generation that we count by ones, Havi B'chol Inyim B'chdesha Das Toya, therefore in all cases it's considered Kedesha Das Toya, and therefore at least in the time of Taisus, the borrower would have to return any excess money to the lender. And the Gemara continues, Amli Rav Acha B'Rei Rav L'Rav Ashi, Rav Acha B'Rei Rav said to Rav Ashi, that based on this din that Rav Nachman just taught us, the Inish Takifu, and if the lender is a loan shark and is a strong person, the lawyer of Matana, that certainly he would never give someone a Matana, my, then what is the din? As L'Chir, even if it's a case where it's not in a scenario of Bechdesha Das Taya, the borrower should not be able to be Taila that the lender wanted to give him Matana, as this lender doesn't give anyone gifts, and he certainly wasn't giving anything to the borrower for free, and therefore L'Chir, the borrower should have to return the money in all cases. Rashi states, the Inish Takifu, who was Zesh and Asloy, Adam Kashu, Shein Rogel Ligmul Chasadim, Velosis Matnes Chidim, Mai, Bemayit Lazel, Akun Beodai, then how could the borrower keep the money? And why is it that he doesn't have to return the money to the lender? Gemara states, Amalei, Rav Ashi responded to Rav Acha B'Rei D'Rava, Dilma Migzel Gazle, Ve'avalei Bechashbain, that the borrower could still keep the money, as he could make a cheshbin that maybe this strong person and this loan shark once stole money from him, and now they had an opportunity to give him back the money without having to tell the borrower that he actually stole money from him in the past. He wanted to do tshuva, and he did so in a discreet manner. In this way, he was yotzei chiyuv hashava, and as the Gemara states, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, gezel chaver ve'bli alei b'chesh ben yotza, that if someone steals money from his friend, and instead of giving it back to him directly and telling him, you know, I stole this money, and I'm being yotzei my chiyuv hashava, there is no chiyuv to make l'shem ichud, and all you have to do is give it back to him, and as long as he gets it, that would be fine. And even though he may have had other cheshbonos that he had to give this other person money, and he goes in his mavliyah in that cheshbon, that would suffice. And in this case also, we could say that this Inish Takifa also made this cheshbon, and when he had the opportunity to give him a loan, he also added onto that loan in order to pay back what he stole, and therefore the borrower could keep this money, as he could be toila, that since it's not normal for a person to make a mistake of this amount of money, then it must be that this loan shark actually owed him money, and he added into the cheshbon, and he wanted to return the money to the borrower. And the Gemara continued, v'inish to asim almo blei shakal v'tari ba'dei mai, and if there would be a case where the actual loan shark is someone that is very strong, but in addition, he actually wasn't around this area, and therefore it couldn't be that at any point he actually stole money from this borrower. Therefore, how could it be that the borrower will actually keep the money, and as Rashi stated beforehand, and how could he not return it to the lender? And once again, on Malay, Rav Ashi responds to Rav Acha Breid Rava that even in this case, the borrower doesn't have to return it to the lender, as Dilma in the Shachrina Gazle, because maybe there was another person that stole money from the borrower, but on Malay, and this Gazlan said to the Inish Takifa, Ki yaza plaini pshitiminach, when this person comes to borrow money from you, then Avalei b'cheshbin, that I want you to add this into the cheshbin, and this way I could do tshuva, and it could be yotze my chiyav hashava without the borrower knowing about it. Ritva points out, when the Gemara brought the price of Agizis Chaver, v'vlilei b'cheshbin yotze, the chol shenasa b'yodai, afal pi shenasin shloi l'daitai, hashavas gzei l'gemurhi ayin sham. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Kahana states, havi yasivnim b'shili pirki d'rav, it came into Rav Shir at the later point of the Shir, and I was sitting at the Shir, and some agurus in the whole sugya, instead of Rav, they were agurus Rava, v'shamas d'kamar, and I heard that Rav kept saying kari kari, and he was speaking about gourds the entire time. But since I came late to the shir, I didn't understand exactly what he was talking about. So busted the come Rav, and after either Rav or Rav got up and finished the shir, Armaluhu, I said to Talmidim, my kari kari to come Rav, what was Rav talking about, and what halacha was he saying regarding gourds? And Armuli, and they told me, Hachi come Rav, this is what Rav stated, Hai man di yazuzi l'ginoya kari, if someone pays a gardener in order to buy gourds, and he pays them $100, the ka'azli asar kari b'nei zarta, and the market price for small gourds that were the size of a zeres, which is a small shear, were going for a zuz, or in our case, was being sold for $100, the amalei, and the gardener meanwhile said to the buyer, yavinalach b'nei gamida, that if you will let me keep this money for a while, then at a later point, I will actually deliver to you 10 larger gourds, which are going to be each an amal long, and I'll give it to you for the same price. And Rava taught us is know that if the gardener actually had 10 large gourds in his possession at that time, then shari, then it's mutter. However, let's know if he doesn't have 10 large gourds in his possession, then it's also, then this would be a case of ribbis. As Lemaisa said, at this point, he wasn't able to buy 10 large gourds with $100, and therefore, of course, it would be also to do so, as this would be ribbis drabbanon. And the Gemara asks, pshita, the lachir it is pashit, and why would Rav or Rava have to teach us that this would be asar? The Gemara explains, Marotema, as one may have thought, kivdim mel karavu shapidami, that even though that the seller and the gardener did not have larger gourds, but he did have smaller gourds, and since the smaller gourds will mela get larger and become larger gourds, so maybe this would be muta, kamashmon, and therefore Rav taught us that it's asar to do so, because lemaisa at this moment, it's not yeshloi, and he doesn't have large gourds in his possession. In a moment, we will see another version where Rav or Rava actually says the opposite halacha, but right now the Gemara says, Kaman, who is this member of Rav or Rava going like? And the Gemara explains, Kaitano, it's going like the following Tana and the following Braisa. The Tana is, we learned to the Braisa, Ahulach Lachlav is Iza, Beligza says Rechelo, Belurda says Kvarasai. Reuben is on his way and he's traveling to go milk his goats or to shear the wool of a sheep or to take the honey out of his beehives, Matsu Chaverai, and Reuben finds his friend Shimon, Va'amaloi, and Reuben says to Shimon, and if you give me $100 right now, then Mashi'izi Chovis Mechalacha, that whatever yield I will receive of milk from my goats, I will sell you for this $100, or Mashi'ichalasi Geizis Mechalacha, or whatever amount of wool that I share from my sheep, I will sell to you for this $100, or Mashi'ichalasi Roidim Mechalacha, or any honey that I take out of my beehive, I am selling to you, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a large amount or a small amount, then in that case it's mutter, as this is a standard case of Mekach Memka, and this is a regular case of Iska and not of a loan, as it's a standard business deal where there's risk and reward, and Reuven's really telling Shimon that I'm not sure how much I'll actually get out of this business deal, but I'm giving you the opportunity to buy in at a good price, and there's a potential that you'll make money, as it could be that you'll get a lot more than $100 worth of value, and of course there's an element of risk that potentially he could get less value, and therefore he'll lose money, and therefore it is a standard business deal, and therefore it's mutter. However, the Brisa tells us, if Reuven tells Shimon that I want you to give me $100, I will sell you a specific amount of gallons of milk for the $100, which will be a cheaper price, and I'm giving you a good deal on the milk because you're prepaying for the milk. And similarly, if Reuven says to Shimon that since you're prepaying me $100, therefore Masherecheli Gezezes Kach V'Kach Mecholucha, that I will sell you a specific amount of wool for this $100, and I'm going to give you a better price. In addition, Masherecheli Roidu Kach V'Kach Mecholucha, that once again Reuven says to Shimon that since you prepaid for the honey, therefore I will sell you a specific amount of honey for $100, which is a very good price. Of course, in all these cases, it will be usur, because ultimately, the only reason why Reuven is giving a better deal to Shimon is because Shimon prepaid $100, and the Gemara states, even though a goat continuously creates milk, and a sheep continuously grows wool, and it comes to Mela, the bees of a beehive continuously create honey, and that also is considered as if it's coming Mela. Even so, the Brisa teaches us that since at this point Reuven doesn't have the milk and he doesn't have the wool or the honey, so it's considered ribbis drabanan and it's us of him to do so. Therefore, this is similar to the din of Rav, that it's us to go and make up that you're going to give someone larger gourds when you don't actually have those gourds in your possession. And even though you have smaller gourds that will mela turn into larger gourds, it's still us to do so, and it's not considered a case of yeshloi. The Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others have the following version, Amr Rava, and over here we have the Gersa that Rava stated, Kunin Mela Karavu Shapidami, in the Hanami, in the case of the gourds, it would be mutter to do so, because ultimately these small gourds will automatically turn into larger gourds, and therefore it's considered as if it's Yeshloi, and therefore it's not considered a case of Ribbis Rabbanon. Of course, in the first version of Gemara, the Gemara brought the Brisa as a Raya to the din of Rav and Rava, and now the Gemara asks this as a question, Vatanya, but we learned to the Brisa, that Kach B'Kach Asa, that if the seller says to the buyer that if you prepay $100, then I will sell you a specific amount of milk, of wool, or of honey, that would be Asa, even though it comes Memela. Gemara is Mechalik between the case of Rava and the case of the Brisa, as Hasam, as in the case of the Brisa, Labmi Neku Ravu, the additional milk, wool, and honey that is produced by the animal is actually new milk, new wool, and a new honey, and each one has no connection to the previous production of milk, wool, or honey. Therefore, in the case of the Brisa, we cannot consider it a case of Yeshloi, and therefore the Issa of Ribbis Rabbanon does apply. However, however, when you have a small gourd and it turns into a large gourd, of course it's not a new gourd, and of course it's now an additional part of a smaller gourd which became larger, and therefore we can't consider it a case of Yeshloi, and therefore the din of Ribbis Rabbanon doesn't apply. Actually explains, when you have a small gourd that increases in size and becomes a large gourd, it comes from the power of the smaller gourd, and the small gourds were there at the time of the sale and at the time that they made this deal, and therefore it's considered yashloi. And the riot is the but if you would actually take away this small gourd and you would eat it, or you would destroy the small gourd, another gourd would not come in its place, and therefore clearly it's considered yeshloi, and just that the original gourd got larger, and therefore there is no problem of Ribbis Rabbanon. And the Gemara continues, and a buyer could say to a seller, I will prepay you 4 zuz for a barrel of wine that you will deliver to me at a future date, and the sale will be on the following conditions, that if the wine spoils and becomes vinegar, then it will be considered in the seller's rishus, and therefore the seller will be responsible, and I will receive my $4 back, and however, if the wine goes up in value, or if it goes down in value, then the wine is considered in my rishus. And Abaye teaches us that this is mutter, as ultimately this being structured not as a loan, and this was structured as an iska and as a business transaction, and there's risk reward involved, as the maisa, the buyer is taking risk that the price of wine could go down in value, and therefore there is no problem with ribbis. The Gemara continues, Omle Roshavi Labaya. So Roshavi says to Abaye, and we continue on Daf Samach Dalam Abayz, that you can't consider this a case of Mecha Chamemka and a case of iska. The standard case of Mecha Chamemka and iska is where there is a very similar amount of risk on both sides, and there's a potential to make money, and there's also a potential to lose money. However, high karv l'schav rachok lehefsuru, this scenario, since it was structured where the buyer has the potential to make money and he doesn't have much downside, he's protected if the wine goes bad, and generally older wine is going to go up in value, and therefore he really is not risking much, and the seller seller is really taking most of the risk and he's taking care of most of the downside, as l'maisa he guaranteed that if it turns into vinegar, then the buyer will get back his money. As Rashi brings v'tani v'pikun, and we will learn in Brice on daf ayin, karav l'scha v'rach l'hefsed rasha d'shakul ribis. This is considered a case of ribis. The kimin de'in m'kabel v'chayis ha'mekach and nimsa she'in z'mechar, and therefore it's really not a real sale and it was a sham sale. And umoyis havohin etzlay, and really this was an actual loan. V'krevis ha'scha machmis ribisu, and the reason why they set it up in a way that this quote unquote buyer doesn't have a real opportunity to actually lose money and he only has upside was in order to make sure that he gets interest for his loan of money to the quote unquote seller who's actually really a borrower. Therefore, Rav Shavya holds that this transaction would be usa, and Amalei and Abaye responds to Rav Shavya, kiven mekabel zayla karav lezel zeu, that since lemaisa the buyer is accepting upon himself the potential loss of value of the wine, therefore it's not considered a case of karav l'schav v'rach l'hefsed, and this would be mutar, and it's not a problem of ribis drabanan. We begin new mishnah hamalvis chaveri lo yoda b'chatzir chinam. If Reuven lends money to Shimon, then Reuven is not allowed to live in the chatzah of Shimon for free. And he also can't rent the chatzah from Shimon for a discounted rate. Mipneishu ribis, as this would be a problem of ribis. The Gemara begins. Rabbi Yisrael b'Minyumi says over the name of Nachman. That even though generally we have a klal that kaifin al midistayim, and in the case of Zenen of Zelay Chasah, that if Reuven lives in Shimon's chatzah without the das of Shimon, that Reuven doesn't have to pay any rent for living there. However, however, if Reuven lent money to Shimon and then Reuven goes and lives in the chatzah of Shimon and it's not with the das of Shimon, but it's a case of Zenen of Zelay Chasah, then Reuven has to pay rent to Shimon, and otherwise it would be a problem of ribis. And the Gemara asks, my kamash one, that l'chayu was the chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael ben Yumi in the name of Rabbi Nachman, but tanina that l'chayu it is the actual case of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, hamalvis chaveri lo yoda b'chatzir chinam v'leyischu v'menu pachas ben pleishu ribis, that if Reuven lent money to Shimon, then Reuven can't live in the chatzah of Shimon for free, and he can't even rent the chatzah of Shimon for a discounted rate, because that would be ribis. And the Gemara explains, im asisin havamina hanimila b'chatzah d'kayma la'agra v'gavad over l'mega, that if it would be only for the Mishnah, we would think that the only time it's also is only if this chatzah is the type of chatzah that people generally would rent in this area, and therefore it's a case of zeh chatzah, and it's also a case of zeh nana, as the lender doesn't have any other home, and therefore he's actually having hana from this property. And since it's a case of zeh nana v'zeh chatzah, so then we said it's a case of ribis. However, one may have thought, avo chatzah loy kaimel igra, if you have a chatzah where it's not normal for it to be rented, and therefore it's not a case of chasar, as this chatzah is not something which generally people rent, and therefore the borrower did not lose any money. And as the Mefarshim state, that lefi Rashi we should be goyis oy gavrid loy avod lemegar, or it's a case where Reuven is actually not nena because he generally would not rent anything since he has another house. So emaloi, maybe we would say it's not a problem of ribis kamash blon, and therefore Rav Nachman teaches us that even in this case it's usar. And as Rashi says, kamash blon the mechazik ribis, that even in this case it's mechazik ribis, and therefore it's usar. In a moment, the Gemara will bring another version of this memra, and as we will see in Daf Samach Hayom and Aleph, the Gemara will actually paskin like the first version of the Gemara, as we will discuss. And the Gemara continues, Ikadamri, that we have another version as to where Rav Nachman stated, that Amr Rav Yisrael ben Minyumi, Amr Rav Nachman, Rav Yisrael ben Minyumi stated in the name of Rav Nachman, Afa Pisha Amru, Adar B'chotzach Veyu, Shloimi Daitai, Enu Tzarech Lahalos Uskar, that even though the Gemara Baba Kama on Daf Chafalof, we learned that in the case of Zen Nen of Zelay Chosah, that a person could live in the Chosah of their friend, Shloimi Daitai, and they don't have to pay any rental payments. However, vainly v'dor b'chatzeri, if at the time that Reuven lent money to Shimon, he said, I'm lending you this money, and I also want you to agree that I could live in your chatzah. So in that case, tzarech la'alos l'schar, that certainly he has to pay for rental, and if he doesn't pay, then he'll be oiva on ribis. And if he actually makes this condition at the time of the loan, then this would be ribis katsutza, and he'd be oiva on ribis teraisa. If the lender goes over to the borrower at a later point, after he already made the loan, and the lender tells the borrower that since I lent you $1,000, I want you to give me the use of your property for free, and even though he didn't actually say this at the time of the loan, and therefore it's not an issa d'oraisa because it's not ribis katsutza, but there would be an issa d'rabbanan. And the Gemara continues, man da'am helvo kolshken helveini, that certainly according to the first lashon of Rav Nachman, where Rav Nachman said his din, even in the case where the lender lent money to the borrower and then he didn't tie his living in his chatzah to the actual loan, and he just started living there and it's still asa, then certainly in a case where he actually tied his living in the chatzah to the actual loan, then certainly that would be asa. And as Rashi says, then certainly in a case where he specified that he's actually going to live there based on the fact that he made the loan to him, the katsloi diris habayis b'teris ribis, and therefore certainly that would be asa. However, the Gemara tells us, according to the second lashon of the Gemara, where Nachman said this in regard to a case where someone specified, I'm lending you this money, I want you to give me your chatzah for free, then it's only in that case where he actually specified and he actually was katsloi and he wants to get this benefit from the borrower, then that case is going to be asa, avuvo loi. But if he didn't tie it to the actual loan and he just loaned the money to the borrower and then afterwards he went and used his home or used his chatzah, so in that case, according to Lishna Basra, it would not be a problem with Ribbis. And as the Gemara explains, my time that since originally when he lent him the money, it wasn't on condition that he will be able to use his home or use his chasar, less limba, so since it's zenena v'zelei chasar, so therefore there won't be a problem of ribbis. Rashi explains that our Mishnah that stated amalvas chaveri lo yoda b'chatzer chinam and lo yischem men of pacha is mepreishu ribbis. Rashi states umasisa midikotzlei, and according to the Lishna Basra, we have to say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where he actually specified he tied these benefits to giving this loan oy b'shas batan mois, either at the time that he gave the money, and therefore be ribbis katsusa ribbis deraisa oy la'achikain, or he specified this at a later point and he tied the loan to the use of this chatzar, and therefore it would be a problem of ribbis drabanon. Even though Rashi certainly states that our Mishnah is talking about both ribbis deraisa and ribbis drabanon, however the Tais Rid explains that our Mishnah is only discussing a case of ribbis drabanon, and Tais Rid states pirish achashelvo, that the lender lived in his home after he already made the loan to the borrower. And he continues, the e be'ez halva asnei behedya lada b'chatzir echinam, as if he actually made this tonight at the time of the loan, zui ribbis katsusa, then this would be a case of ribbis zuraisa, v'loi havitani la b'chlal avak ribbis, and we wouldn't have actually stated it in our Mishnah, as our Mishnais are all talking about ribbis drabbanon, kidamoran, de me'ezu hi ribbis v'adzei pirka, ozlo mefarish ribbis drabbanon, as from the second case in the first Mishnah in Ezu Neshech, where the Mishnah asks ezu ribbis, and it discusses the case of Ribbis Drabanan until the end of the parak, we're only speaking about Ribbis Drabanan and not about Ribbis Deraisa. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael Bachama, Takav Avdi de Inshi de Mask Buzuzi, when he would lend money to someone and they didn't pay it back, then he would go and grab on to the Eved, Va'avibu Avidta, and he would have their Avadim work for him, and that would be a benefit for him, and then he would actually demand full payment of his original loan. And therefore, Amalei Rabbi Bray, Rabbi the son of Rabbi Yisrael Bachama, said to his father, my time of Mahachi, that why are you doing this? If L'chir, this seems to be a problem of Ribbis. And Amalei and Rabbi Yisrael Bacham responded to Rava, Anok Rav Nachman Sfirili, that I am doing this based on the statement of Rav Nachman, the Amr Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman stated, Avda Naham Kresai Loi Shavi, that the work of an Eved is not even worth the amount of bread that you actually feed it. And therefore, when I'm actually working with this Eved, and at the same time I'm paying for his food, so therefore the borrower is actually not losing any money, and therefore it's not considered the problem of ribbis. Rashi says, and I'm feeding this Eved on the day that I force him to work, and therefore that wouldn't be an issue of ribbis. And the Gemara states that Amalei, that Rav responded to his father, Rabbi Yisrael Bachama, that Imad Amar Rav Nachman, that when Rav Nachman says such a klal and makes such a statement, that he only said it regarding Dari, his own slave, since Dari was a letz and Merakib Bechanuyas Lishtos Yayin, and he would dance in taverns in order to get cups of wine and in order to get paid by getting drinks of wine, but ultimately he was worthless and he didn't do any other work, and therefore regarding Dari, Rav Nachman stated, Avda Nohim Kresi Loi Shavi, my Eved isn't even worth the bread that I give him in order to feed him. However, regarding other Avadim, he didn't say that, and therefore you can't go and take these Avadim away from the Bali Chayiv, as this would be a problem of Ribbis. The Gemara continues that Amalei, Rabbi Yisrael Bachama, responded back to Rava, that no, Ki Hod Rav Dinil Bar Amar Rav Katina, Amar Rav Svirli, that I am actually doing this based on the din of Rav Daniel Bar Rav Katina, that said in the name of Rav, the Amar, that he said, take of Adi Shechaber, also by Malacha Pata, that if Reuven sees the Eved of his friend that's bottled from Malacha and not doing any work for his friend Shimon, then if Reuven forces the Eved to do work for him, then Reuven doesn't have to pay anything to Shimon. And we continue on Daf Samachayim and Alf, the Nichle, the Nistere Avde, that Lemaisa, Shimon is happy that Reuven is causing his Eved to work and forcing him to work because he doesn't want him to be Yeshiva Batal. And as Rashi says, Shalom Yagalias Batal V'Yisatel, as otherwise the Eved will get used to being Batal and he'll become lazy. And as Taisa says, Pirish Ba'arach, Lashon Stira V'Kilkol, that the Lashon Nistere is a Lashon of something that is broken and something that is ruined, and therefore, by being Batal, the Eved will become ruined. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Bachama said to his son Rava, that Lemaisa, even though I'm using this Eved that's Batal, I'm not actually causing any loss to the borrower, and therefore there's no problem of ribbis and amalei. And Rava once again said to his father, Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chama, Hanimi lehichad lemasik beizuzei, Mark, even the masik beizuzei, mechzik ribbis, in a chanami, if someone is not owed money from their friend, and they see that their friend's Eved is Batal, then they can make use of that Eved. However, since you are actually owed money from your friend, therefore you can't go and force his Eved to work for you, as that would be mechzik ribbis, and it's asr. Rava continues and brings Raya to this Yisoid from the first Lashon of Rav Nachman's statement that we had on Daf Samach Dalar and Beis, and as we mentioned previously, that from our Gemara we see that we ask for Paskin like the first Lashon and not like the Lishna Achrina, the Amr Rav Yisrael Ben Yumi of Rav Nachman. As Rav Yisrael Ben Yumi said in the name of Rav Nachman, Alpha Pish Amr Adar B'chatz HaVeir Shloimi Daita in Tzarech La'al Soschar, that even though we said in the case of Zenen of Zelei Chasa, that if Reuven goes and lives in the Chatz of his friend without his Das, that he's not required to pay for the Chatz. However, even so, Hilvo, if after Reuven lent money to Shimon, he's Vidar B'chatzeroi, he goes and lives in the Chatz of Shimon without the Das of Shimon, Tzarech La'al Soschar, then Reuven has to pay wages and he has to pay rent to Shimon, because otherwise it will be Mechzik Ribbis. Therefore, Rava says to his father, Rabbi Yisrael Chama, that even though generally it may be Mutter to use the Eved of your friend when the Eved is Batal, however, in the case where you already lent money to the Adoin, then you can't use his Eved, as that would be Mechzik Ribbis. The Gemara tells us that Amalei, that at this point, Rabbi Yisrael Chama responded to his son Rava, that based on Urias, therefore I am Chayza, and I won't do this in the future. And the Lashon of Ritva is, Pirish Chayza Nibi, Shaloi Lasis Kein Oy, that I won't do this in the future. And the Ritva points out, Ubid Loi Kama, that since the Gemara doesn't say it, Shemashalom Loi Mashin Ishtamish Bavodav, that Rabbi Yisrael Chama agreed to pay back whatever Ishtamshes that he had with his Eved, Mashma, the Kol Shilvo, Vidor Bechatza, Potter Lishova, that he will be Potter on anything that he did in the past, Bafil Lishna Kama Del El, and even according to Lishna Kama that we had previously, Kim Nahava Chatza Loi Kaimel Igra, Uchel Prish Del El, Umar Bechino Hacham, Lishna Kama Del El, Shamin Nahacha Hilchasa, and as we pointed out, that since we bring down the Lishna Kama, therefore we see that that is the halacha, and we will stop over here.